From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. And of course, here in the U.S., it is Black Friday. The most hardcore bargain hunters have probably by now already wrapped up their shopping, actually. But there will be lines and battles, presumably, for the rest of the day. There will also be disappointments. Those could include a certain popular Lego set that has become hard to come by. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Let's just say that special nephew, the sciencey one, has his heart set on the new Women of NASA Lego set. The one that has Sally Ride, Mae Jemison, and a posable Hubble telescope. Well, good luck with that. Anna Serafin Smith at the National Retail Federation says of shoppers,
they're not only competing with parents, they're competing with collectors and also people just trying to buy it and resell it on eBay.
Often for double the normal price. This dynamic reflects difficult calculations, says Steve Passerb of the Toy Association, the trade group for toy makers and sellers.
Retailers are cautious about not buying more than they can sell, and manufacturers are cautious about not making more than they can sell. And sometimes when a toy becomes very hot, Hatchimals last year was a great example, there's a limited supply.
Which means retailers have to bet on what will be the hot toy, and the rest of us have to fight for it. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.